This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
And now the man who spotted what he believed was persistent fraud by his employer and chose to report it to the SEC. The man's name is Tony Menendez, and his employer was Halliburton. Menendez's decision to do what he considered to be the right thing plunged his life into legal purgatory for almost a decade. In association with ProPublica, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Tony Menendez was hired by Halliburton basically to be Smokey the Bear.
Someone that was going to come in and smoke out problems. I was sold.
Now, when he actually did that in 2005 over some accounting that he thought was fraudulent...
It wasn't well received.
He ended up complaining to the SEC. Halliburton learned about that. It told Tony's coworkers, and Tony eventually had to resign. The SEC started its investigation, but he never heard from them again.
They weren't investigating.
James Ridding was one of Tony's lawyers. He's with Hilder & Associates, which represented the Enron whistleblower, too.
They didn't go down and interview people who were willing to be interviewed. They didn't call Tony back up to let him answer questions. They just, as far as I could tell, took the easy way out. And that was to let things lie and not tackle a big corporation.
Ridding and Menendez say the SEC essentially allowed Halliburton to investigate itself. After several months, it dropped the case. It didn't exonerate Halliburton, and it didn't say Tony Menendez was wrong, just that it wasn't going to file charges.
The SEC today is a much stronger and sophisticated organization than it was in 2005 and 2006 and 7.
Jordan Thomas does whistleblower law for Labaton Sucharo, and he's a former assistant director in the enforcement division of the SEC.
At that time, the SEC did not have specific training on working with whistleblowers. It did not have legal authority to prosecute retaliation.
Dodd-Frank changed a lot of that. Whistleblowers can even get financial incentives for reporting now, but that doesn't make being a whistleblower easy.
It continues to be one of the most difficult decisions, personal or professional, that individuals often have to make, whether to come forward and report wrongdoing or remain silent.
It took Tony Menendez 9 years to win in court against Halliburton for outing him as a whistleblower. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.